Well, special guest joining me today here on The Bottom Line, Stephanie Cover with Cover Law, the only personal injury attorney I've ever recommended and the only one I ever will recommend here on The Bottom Line show. If you get involved in an accident, you need to have someone on your side, to have someone who's got personal integrity, who loves God, but also understands the ever-changing laws that take place in personal injury law. Stephanie with an F, Cover as in cover, 877-214-4935 is the number. You've got to have it in your contacts. And Stephanie Cover, welcome to the Bottom Line show. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Roger.
It's good to have you here and talk about this. It was funny because we were talking before we came in studio here about a client that you had recently, I think, who contacted you and said, yeah, Roger's been telling me for a year that I need to have your name and number in my contacts. So I'm glad I do, and I'm glad I did. So there, see, it really pays, because when you get involved in an accident, you're kind of shaken up and you don't really realize that, where do I find somebody? And just to be able to say, I've got Stephanie in my contacts, I can pull her phone number up, or you can go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law and you can sign up that way online and have that all preset, because you never, that's why they call it an accident, right? They don't call it an on purpose, because right, you never know when it's going to happen. Now, there is something we're going to talk about here today, though, that is on purpose. It's very intentional. And it's an event that's coming to the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, right there where the 55 freeway kind of dead ends into Fair Drive. And it's Hope Fest OC coming up on Saturday, March 23rd. Now, Stephanie, I know you and your husband, Jim, are part of the team that's bringing this event to life. What can we look forward to on Saturday, March 23rd?
Well, the purpose of it is to bring people to Christ.
Amen.
And to save souls.
Amen.
So it's an event where... you bring someone who maybe needs to meet the Lord, who's willing to do so, but it's not in a threatening manner, because it's at the fairground where there's going to be music playing. There's going to be food trucks. And then the fairgrounds has their own, you know, own food. They're going to have family fun zone, bounce house, face painting, balloon art.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be creative for the whole family. And then every hour there'll be gospel preached from the different churches that are involved. It's from from 1 p.m. to 10 at night. It's on a Saturday before Palm Sunday. And it's just a uniting people also to celebrate God's goodness and to share his love with the lost.
I think that's fantastic. And the number of churches that are rallying around, I mean, this is part of the Hope California movement. And we talked about this last year when they went to the Coliseum up in LA. There are a number of events happening that weekend. And this one, especially for Orange County, is right down the street from the K-Bright Studios, which is, of course, our home base for the Bottom Line show. But the number of churches involved, Stephanie, I know you and Jim are part of a church that's part of this, but we're talking dozens of churches that are all coming together and saying, look, the whole purpose here is to preach the gospel, to do it in such a way that somebody who might not go to church would say, okay, well, I'm not really going to go to church, but you can go to this festival, you know, have some fun, you know, the family stuff. I know my grandson would, all you have to do is say face painting and Isaac would be right there. He didn't care what they're painting. He just loves getting his face painted. It's so much fun. But the creativity, but the atmosphere, though, talk about what it's like. I mean, you and Jim were part of the first one that happened up in LA, and now you're working to bring this to Orange County. Talk about what the, for lack of a better phrase, what's the vibe going to be like at this event?
Well, it's going to be upbeat and positive. There's a lot of group singing from the very young to the elderly. It's going to be a variety. It's going to be a variety of Christian type songs. You know, different people, different instruments, different backgrounds, you know, lighting, all that stuff to get things a little bit more interested. A lot of things to have the interest of teenagers, 20, 30 year olds. I mean, they also have things for older people too. So it's a variety. I think everybody should be pleased to be there. It's just super positive and it's super loving. And what I like about it, well, one of the things I like about it, it's everybody brought together in community, people that you may see people from your church and you hang out with them, and that's good. But when you see people that maybe past churches you went to or you didn't even know them, and you have Jesus Christ in common, He stirs quite interesting conversations.
I'm sure he does. Stephanie Cover is with me today here on The Bottom Line. We usually talk about personal injury law with Stephanie, but today we're taking a slight detour and discussing an event that's going to be happening Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 10 p.m. at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and that is Hope Fest OC. It's part of the Hope California movement. It's 50 plus churches here in Southern California and Orange County, including the church that Jim and Stephanie Cover are part of, that are putting this event together. It's gonna look like, I mean, people driving by the fairgrounds are gonna see a bunch of people out having fun. They're gonna hear the music, see the carnival atmosphere, and say, "Wow, that looks like a lot of fun." But there's gonna be a difference, obviously, and that is the Spirit of God being present, and the fact that one of the things I love about these events that Hope California puts on, Stephanie, is the number of people coming to faith and literally the baptisms going on. I mean, that gets me the most excited, because we have this command, this great commission from God to go into all the world, preach the gospel, and baptize those who receive it. And oftentimes, I think one of the fallacies of the Western church is it's like you can go and hear the gospel and make a private confession, and then 8 months later, you call your friends in and say, "Hey, I'm going to get baptized next Sunday." And realizing that time is of the essence, we're scheduling this event for, you know, a couple of weeks from Saturday, but this is one of those moments where today is the day of salvation, right? I mean, you're going to preach the gospel, baptize people. are you and Jim going to be down in the dunk tank? I mean, doing all that type of thing, or how are you going to be involved?
Intercessory prayer.
Okay, there you go. Right.
Meeting people. Some need prayer for health. Some asking prayer for finances. Some people just have friends who aren't Christian and they need to talk to a Christian about a situation. And everything always ends up in prayer. And it's just everybody reaching out to help each other, to try to find a way to bring that person who came there hoping that someone would be able to answer their question, full of joy and the love of the Lord, and carry it from there.
Amen. Amen. Well, we pray, and we are asking Bottom Line listeners to pray. I know this is one of those situations too. It's a free event. They're asking people to, register, get tickets. They can kind of get a head count as to how many folks are going to be there. And there is an opportunity. Obviously, these things are put together and there's a certain measure of cost involved. There are opportunities for people to support this financially. I know, whether it be through vendors, you know, who set up and, you know, pay a nominal fee to actually do what they're going to do, or people who can pay it forward, if you will, in terms of, you know, registering to get your free tickets, but then making a contribution too. Talk about why that part of this event. I know it's very appealing to me to see people do this and say, "We're going to do this as a step of faith," but this is an opportunity for us, even if you can't be there, to help out financially to make it possible for those who will be there.
Well, I think there's a blessing on anyone who helps bring someone to salvation.
Amen.
You know, amen. And a lot of people, they may have businesses, and they may have a booth and be able to meet other Christian people. They'd be able to sell what they have, make people aware of who they are and where they're at. It's a great opportunity to do that. Booths start at about $200.
Which is nothing.
Right, and it's, you know, from 1 p.m. to 10, so that's a lot of time. And it's just a good way of a lot of people actually who are in booths start witnessing to people.
Amen.
We come
Amen.
Up to them because they can see the need. So they get involved without even realizing it. I mean, last year, the Holy Spirit was there very strong, and it was just very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I just remember that presence.
Yes.
And when Jim and I were leaving to go back to our home, we just felt like we were lifted up. I mean, it was... And we didn't even realize how fast the day was going, because it was just so enjoyable meeting people, talking to people, praying with people, connecting people, one thing after another. It was just really a good, positive event. Last year we had it at the Honda Center. I think it's better this year that it's outside. I think more people will be attracted. It's also going to cater somewhat to the Hispanic community. So there will be Spanish speaking, singing, praying, you know, gospel, all of that, because the Hispanic people are a great part of our community here in Orange County.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Some people, that's the only language they know, but you know, through that language, they also will know the language of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Stephanie Cover is with me today here on The Bottom Line. We're talking about HopeFest OC, a part of the Hope California movement. If you go to hopefestoc.org, you can get more information about this. We'll have this up at thebottomlineshow.com as well. You know, I mentioned the bilingual aspect. My Spanish is un poquito. I don't know much at all. But I was watching a video not too long ago. It was a Chris Tomlin song, and they were singing it in English and in Spanish and in Hebrew. And it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen, because they were, you know, doing the transcription at the bottom. So it was all in English if you wanted to sing along with it. But if you could pick up some of the language, and sometimes, you know, the praise choruses or whatever are somewhat repetitive and they're not too difficult to pick up the words, to be able to sing a song that you know that really just ministers to your core in one language, but then to be able to learn enough of it, like a chorus, to sing it in a different language, it's just, it's really... it's captivating. I don't know how else to describe it. I get chills just thinking about it. And I know that this is such an important event for you and for Jim to be a part of. I should point out too, I mentioned the donations, you know, the tickets are free, but they're asking for donations to help cover costs, vendor booths and stuff. This is a fully tax deductible event, is it not? I mean,
yes, it is.
So if you want to make a contribution, if you're a business and say, hey, I can't be there to do a booth, but I could make a $500 donation or something like that, that's completely tax deductible. And the timing of this is key, because remember, as Stephanie mentioned, Easter comes a little early this year. And so with Palm Sunday being on the 24th, what better day than the day prior to kind of offer this huge blessing and sing sacrificial praises to God and lead people to Christ and see how many hundreds, if not thousands of people will come to faith on this special day. Well, we have a link for hopefestoc.org up at thebottomlineshow.com. And Stephanie, I thank you for the work that you and Jim do. I mean, we didn't even get a chance to talk about a lot. We'll have to do that next time you come on. But, but we just appreciate the fact that you are so committed to evangelism and discipleship, and that you guys are not only, you know, going to be there and offering prayer support, but you're also, you know, behind the scenes making this event happen. And we commend you guys, and we'll be asking our listeners to keep you and the whole team in prayer for HopeFest OC on Saturday, March 23rd. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're on The Bottom Line Show.
Thank you very much. It's a passion of my heart, so it's very nice to see this. Each year as it will go by, it's just so wonderful to see people saved and their family reaction.
Love it. Love it. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.